This morning, first thing, we have a very, very special one. We have a fireside chat titled The Judge's View of Patent Litigation. Before I introduce the two speakers, I will say if there are questions, it would be better if you wait until we get the microphone to you, as we have some folks on the web listening into this CLE. Okay, well, first of all, we have a man here that needs no introduction, but I'll go through it anyway. It's Judge Yackel. Judge Yackel is now a senior counsel at King & Spalding after serving 20 years as judge in the Western District of Texas. A lot of us know him very well, not just because of that, but because he's the founder of the Inn of Court that carries his name, the Honorable Lee Yackel Intellectual Property Inn of Court here in Austin. Judge Yackel, before being a federal judge, was the Chief Justice in Justice of the Texas Third Court of Appeals. And before that, he was a litigator in private practice with several Austin firms for over 20 years before his judicial appointment. We also have Michael Pegues here to carry the discussion. And Mr. Pegues is the chair of the IP practice at Polsinelli. He's got over 30 years of patent litigation in appeals experience. Mr. Pegues was a judicial law clerk for Judge Schell in the Eastern District of Texas, and he currently serves as an adjunct professor at SMU Dedman School of Law and the Texas A&M University School of Law. So anyway, thank you very much for being here, and please begin.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. And we're just gonna have a little casual chat this morning. Yesterday, you guys got to participate in a panel of judges that are sitting on the bench. This is a little different. This is a view from someone who has sat on the bench for over 20 years and now is sitting in the seat of a partner in a law firm, looking back at practitioners and giving us a little insight on what he was able to pick up during his 20 years on the bench and then apply it to the law firm practice.
Well, I hope so. I hope I'll be able to shed a little light on that. It was a good run on the bench, and I'm enjoying it. It's been 6 months now, almost exactly 6 months since I retired and went back into private practice. And having not practiced, I was on the bench 25 years, counting the time I spent on the state bench. And I can tell you a lot has changed in the 25 years since I've been away from being a civilian law practitioner.
Well, let's start off by just telling these folks what brought you to the bench.
Well, it was really kind of interesting. I did not give any particular thought to ever being a judge when I was in private practice the first time. I was enjoying being a lawyer, and in the days that I started practicing and almost throughout my entire original private practice career, which was a little over 28 years before I went on the bench, I was not a young person when I went on the bench. I didn't give very much thought to it, and there wasn't the uber specialization that lawyers find themselves in now. If you had a case, it was generally cradle to grave. You tried it, and if there was an appeal, you handled the appeal too, so I pretty much did both. And in 1998, Jimmy Carroll, who is the Chief Justice of the Third Court of Appeals, that's the Austin Court of Appeals here, unexpectedly retired because he was offered the job of, he was from Temple and was offered the job of General Counsel to Scott & White Clinic, which was the largest Central Texas homegrown employer there was. And so Jimmy got to move home to Temple, probably tripled or quadrupled his judicial salary, somewhere in that range. And if you were a Temple boy, there was no probably more prestigious a position to go home to than being general counsel to Scott & White. And so then Governor George W. Bush appointed me to fill his unexpired term, and I remained on the court. Some people approached me about putting my name in with the governor to fill that unexpired term. And I was ready to do something different. I'd spent, as I said, a little over 28 years trying and appealing lawsuits. And I was kind of thinking about, well, you know, maybe do I want to teach or do I want to go in-house with one of my clients, something other than waking up every Monday morning like you all do as trial lawyers and knowing you had three different cases set in three different courts, and you were worried about how you were going to do three cases, but as you all know, it generally worked out you didn't do any cases because the judge was either busy doing something else. And so when I thought, well, that might be worthwhile.